Hey, we are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts. We're here with Laura Bruck from Easy Shield. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to be here. It is good to be here. We were just talking about your adventures in getting here, but that's a whole other show.
Right.
Canceled flights and delayed this and that and fog and oh boy, what an adventure you've had.
Yep. It was fun, but I'm here now.
Exactly.
It was easy flight this morning.
And speaking of easy, we're here with Easy Shield. And the topic that we're talking about is enhancing trusted relationships in an environment plagued with data breaches and identity theft, which is like the most timely of timely topics we can be talking about. So give us a quick overview on what all this is all about.
Well, sure. Easy Shield is an identity protection company. Mm-hmm. So obviously, most people are familiar with those type of companies these days.
Oh, yeah. Very popular these days.
Right, because everybody's gotten a breach notification in the mail and trying to decide what to do. The difference with Easy Shield is we like to partner with credit unions and other financial institutions that already have trusted relationships with their members that they can leverage. And consumers today don't know who to trust, right? And they want to get services and protection from someone that they do trust. So, you know, really our services are the traditional monitoring of your identity on the dark web and credit monitoring, but also resolution where someone that understands what's going on can do work on your behalf if you've had something happen.
Yep.
And we also build in education, because so much of it is, what does a phishing email look like? What are the things that you should be aware of so that you can really arm yourself? How are you storing your passwords?
Right.
Those sorts of things.
Or what the heck is the dark web? Are you kidding me? What is all that about? So I don't even I don't know if I want to go there.
Well, the dark web is actually bigger than the web that we know today.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah. And on the dark web, it's anonymous. It's not searchable. You have to have special tools. But I don't know if you've ever been able to see it. If you ever see someone that's demoing the dark web, you should go watch it.
Okay.
But instead of going and buying a sweater online, you're going and you're buying a social security number.
Right, right.
Or you're buying a credit card number.
And I also hear that they have like reviews, like, hey, this data identity is really good. We give it 4 stars, you know, that type of stuff. It's almost humorous in a dark way. You know?
Yeah, it's a marketplace.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh, for bad stuff. So marketplace for bad stuff.
Yeah.
So how do we enhance or even gain trust when all this type of stuff is happening? Because credit unions, it's all about trust, you know, because it's your finances, it's your identity.
Right.
It's very sensitive stuff here. And so, and credit unions thankfully have been out of these data breach headlines, knock on wood, or whatever this is, knock on wood. So how do we keep from staying out of those headlines? How do we keep the trust going? All that type of stuff.
I mean, the credit unions themselves have a responsibility, right, to protect within their infrastructure. And there's all kinds of solutions out there to help from a pure cybersecurity perspective, and lots of dollars going to that. The case that I would make is that protecting your members is like an arm of that, right? Because if you're giving them online banking access, and they're your members, right? You're enhancing that trusted relationship by providing them tools, but you're also helping protect your credit union, because the people that are walking in the door are smarter about protecting their data and protecting their finances than aren't opening like little side doors that could impact them.
Exactly.
Oh. So it's all very interconnected, but it's just a lot to, you know, decisions to make of what has the greater impact.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, like you said, it's all about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like I often say to people, like, put on your consumer hat and put yourself in your member's shoes, because that's what an identity protection service is doing.
Right.
It's like, can you honestly say that you're storing your passwords in a safe way? Can you honestly say that you feel comfortable that you're not going to click on a phishing email that's bad? Are you keeping track of what's happening with your credit? Are you keeping track of what's happening with your passwords and information potentially on the dark web? Most people probably aren't.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they don't want it. They want it to be easy, right? So they want a service that makes it easy to do those things, so they can just kind of sit back and relax a little bit and not be quite so paranoid about what's going on.
Because it's almost paralyzing. If you really start thinking about it, like, oh my gosh, I just want to live underneath a rock. Right. You know, I don't want to deal with any of this anymore.
Right. And even if it's not the, if the account that got compromised wasn't the credit union's account, the problem is the average consumer doesn't know where it's coming from. Right? So the credit union, by taking responsibility and helping them, regardless of whether it's their account, gets credit. Right? And they're creating that deeper relationship. But if they aren't helping them and providing those tools, they're actually still taking some of the blame, because as the member, I'm saying, well, did you expose my information? How did my information get out there? So that's why it's not just about deepening the relationship and creating the trust by having that service. It's actually an important factor for, because if you don't, you're taking the fall.
Oh, of course.
In some cases, right? Because people just don't know. They don't know who to turn to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want them to turn to them for help, not turn to you for blaming.
Yeah. Because the average consumer, if something happens to them, they're like, oh, where do I go? Where do I go?
It would they're be like, I'm going to start over.
Yeah.
Right? They don't need to.
Yeah.
Right? So they just need someone to help guide them, point them in the right
and let direction. let that be the credit union. Let them be that primary financial resource that they can trust.
Exactly.
So, oh my gosh, really cool stuff. Is there anything else we need to know about this stuff right now? What can we do in the meantime? Are there like a couple of things we can do to protect ourselves as far as...
It's all basic stuff, right?
Like, but do we do it, though?
Do you do it, right? So over in our booth, we have a password checker, right? So do you have a secure password? And it'll tell you how long it would take a criminal to crack your password.
Oh, wow.
I'm coming over there.
Yeah. And if it's not strong, it's a good reality check. We'll ask you the question, are you using that password on multiple accounts? Most people, the answer, if they're being honest, is yes. Right? So you need a password manager so that you don't do that. You can have hard, complex passwords, and you can store them securely.
Okay.
And if you're doing that,
that's what I need.
It's a step in the right direction.
All right.
Yeah, I think that is a big step. And then at some point, someday, we'll be done with passwords. Please tell me we'll be done with passwords.
I don't know. I'm with you. That'd be
so
great.
Over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go into a website and type in a password like, oh, that's not working.
If everything could work with our thumbprint, we'd be good to go.
Or your face or whatever.
Your face. Yeah.
Okay.
The technology's going there, so.
I hope so.
Be patient.
All right, Laura. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us and educating us on all this, I mean, the most timely of timely topics right now. So we're on the edge of my seat always with this stuff. So very cool. Laura?
Thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good work and watch out for those canceled flights, all right?
Yeah.